Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The Islamic State Group claims a big victory. The Islamic State Group claims to have seized the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi, giving the militants their largest victory this year after days of intense clashes. However, in Washington, U.S. defense officials are refusing to confirm the IS statement, saying only that Ramadi remains fluid and contested. But others, including a spokesman for the governor of Anbar province, say government soldiers were seen fleeing the city. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza made his first public appearance since the coup attempt last week on Sunday. Speaking at the presidential palace in the capital, Bujumbura, he did not mention the failed coup plot or the protest over his bid for a third term in office. President Nkurunziza instead talked about meetings he held last week in Tanzania with presidents of nearby African countries about threats from Somalia's al-Shabaab militants, who've warned of attacks against Burundi and other nations that contribute troops to the African Union force in Somalia. Bujumbura remained calm on Sunday. Although activists are expected to restart demonstrations this week that have so far left at least 14 dead and prompted more than 100,000 people to flee to neighboring countries. The Nigerian military says it destroyed at least 10 Boko Haram camps in the Sambisa forest located in the country's northeast. According to a defense spokesman, a number of insurgents were killed in the operation. One soldier was killed in a landmine explosion. This is VOA News. A suicide car bomber struck a European Union police training mission convoy near Kabul's International Airport on Sunday, killing three people. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack that took the lives of a British security contractor and two women bystanders. The Saudi-led coalition resumed air strikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen after the end of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire on Sunday. The airstrikes hit rebel positions in the southern port city of Aden. Since late March, the coalition's been bombing Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen who had seized Sana'a. Earlier Sunday, Yemeni political leaders met in the Saudi capital Riyadh to discuss a negotiated settlement to the ongoing conflict. No representative of the Houthi rebel group attended. Edward Uranian has more.
UN Special Envoy for Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed told the gathering in Riyadh that all sides should abide by the conditions of the truce. He urges all parties present at the conference to allow humanitarian groups to bring aid safely and without hindrance to all parts of the country and not to attack critical infrastructure such as airports, ports, and the road network in order to make the ceasefire work and to hopefully extend it. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Egypt hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. Pro-Israel demonstrators and Israeli police fought Sunday with rock-throwing Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem. The violence flared as thousands of Jewish nationalists marched through the city, marking the 48th anniversary of its capture during the 1967 Six-Day War. Several police were injured and at least six Palestinians were arrested in the confrontations. Ukraine says three of its soldiers were killed and 17 wounded in new fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. The fighting occurred as the U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, visited Moscow for meetings with Russian officials in a new bid to try to implement a faltering truce. Macedonians rallied in the capital Skopje Sunday with more than 20,000 protesters calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski as the Balkan country faces a deepening political crisis. Pressure on the leader has been building since a wiretapping scandal broke out earlier this year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.